Tech Talk on RNIB Connect Radio. The new name for Insight Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And a very warm Christmas welcome to Tech Talk with me, Stephen Scott. Jackie Brown is also here. Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
And Sean Preece is also with us as well. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Stephen. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to all of us. Yes, to all of you and yours. Yes, we have got quite a show for you coming up this hour because it's Christmas time. And guess what, guys? I've got presents here, and they're from you.
And me.
I'm very excited about this, you know. Tech presents. Are they tech presents, first of all? Are they?
Well, mine are.
Sort of.
Mine to you guys are.
That was the deal. Well, anyway, I mean, what I mean is that was the intention clearly given to you. Anyway, we're going to be opening our presents this hour, which we're very excited about. So we'll see what techie gifts we've bought. I must admit, I don't know.
Even Bumble's got a present.
Even Bumble the guide dog has got a present.
No one gets left out here.
She has.
That's it.
She's lying here and there is a box on the floor beside her. And she knows that there's something in it for her.
Oh, very exciting. Well, that's all coming up. Plus, we're going to be telling you how to make your gifts accessible as well. You know, say you get a new iPhone this year, you get a new Android tablet, or you get a new Windows laptop. Well, you might want to know how to make that accessible to you right out of the box. We can show you how to do that this hour. And also, we're going to be getting some Christmas Brown's Bargains, Jackie Brown.
Yes, my present to all of you is free.
Freebies. So normally
freebies.
to the value of £100, but now we're talking about freebies. Completely
free. I'm suddenly so interested.
I know, so am I.
I thought you might be, Sean.
Well, that's one thing. I'm thinking this is great. So, yeah, that's Tech Talk coming up this hour. We've got lots to get through. And a little bit later, we're going to be talking about how to access some TV guides over the festive period. And not just, you know, the channels 1 to 5. Like, everybody seems to think that blind people watch. Why is this about all these TV guides for blind people? It's just channels 1 to 5. Nobody watches Sky 1, clearly, if you're blind. What nonsense. But actually, there are lots of other options out there. And I've got some big news about Netflix. We're going to talk about that. Also, there are other devices out there. Some of them may have been in your Christmas stockings. The Amazon Fire Stick, for example, or the Google Chromecast. We're going to be talking about that. And that's not enough for you. We're going to be giving you a look back at one of the year's big stories. And that was, of course, Apple removing the headphone jack from the iPhone 7, which caused quite a bit of a stir in the blind and partially sighted community. Remember that, guys? What a stir that caused.
Yeah.
So, that's coming up on the programme. But first, I have to just get right into it, guys, frankly. Christmas presents. And, you know, I'm going to be selfless here. You're so selfish. Selfless.
You're not used to saying that word.
Well, I've decided to be selfless to start off because it is Christmas time and I want both of you to open up a present. Now, whether it's from me or not, because, of course, we don't actually know who's presents are from
who.
Yeah,
this is the problem here. We've got presents and we don't even know. They could be from somebody from far and wide. They could be from somebody else.
We have no idea.
So, well, this is a bit of a feel game because, Jackie, in your case, you have no idea what's in front of you. So we're going to have to help you with this. So open your first present. Go on.
Right, okay. Well, I've got a... Well, it feels as if somebody, anyway, has been shopping at Amazon.
That could be any of us.
Who could that be? Now, inside, I am pulling out, my goodness, it's like a, gosh, whoever's done this has gift wrapped it as well, blimey.
It's obviously someone with a touch of class.
Oh, is that me then?
Please be me.
I think it might be from you, Sean.
What does it feel like,
Jackie? I don't know why I think it might be from you, but...
What does it feel like?
Well, it's sort of square, well, oblongish. It's in a nice envelope, I have to say, with a ribbon round it.
Oh, nice.
Whoever did this is very nice. And I'm opening it up, as you can hear. And inside, oh my goodness, inside is a sort of a...
still there.
Square
She's so excited.
I am. I'm like a child. It's a small... Can you hear that? It's like a small flat thing.
Very
flat.
Okay.
It's got horrible packaging, of course, as these things tend
That'll
to.
That'll be from Stephen.
If I can get into... Oh, I have managed to get into it. Oh, what's now? Just a minute, great. Guys. This looks like... Oh, yes, it is a memory stick.
It is a memory stick, that's right. I should point out at this stage that, you know, we all decided to buy each other presents this year because, you know, Jackie and Sean do a fantastic job and they kindly bought me some presents as well. So that's why we're doing all this today. But yes, you...
Now, who sent this, though? This is the thing. Was this a you, Sean, or was this a you, Stephen?
Well, unless we've both done the same thing, Sean...
I'm just desperately thinking, what did I
send? What did you buy?
Well,
no, that isn't me.
Okay, well, that is me. And I'll tell you what that is. That is the Typove iPhone or iPad USB stick, which allows you to connect to your iPhone or indeed your iPad. And it's a really nice piece of kit because, you know, we talked about it on the show.
Yes, it's got a lightning port at one end.
Yeah.
And you push the button. It clicked like that, and I've got a USB. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
That's fantastic.
I was getting the sense when you were talking about it that you liked it, and I thought, that's the present for Jackie.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I really was. And it was done up very beautifully, Stephen, in a lovely envelope with ribbon round it.
Well,
I shall remember it forever.
Make me look bad.
I just love that tick that you get on the you know, when you're doing the checkout and it says gift wrap. I love that.
Gift wrap available.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is nice.
Well, that's good.
If you get a gift like that, it is really nice. It was wrapped up in a nice sort of envelope type bag. And it had a lovely piece of ribbon and a label on it as well. So although I couldn't read the label, it did have a label on it. So I've never seen a gift wrap present from them before. So thank you very much. That's I feel really quite overcome.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that's your present, Jackie. So I'm glad you like it. Right, Sean, time for a present for you. Come on, open up your present now. Well, I feel like Santa Claus sitting here.
I'm not sitting on your lap, Stephen.
Oh, right, okay, no. I don't think there's any room.
I'm going to pick one here. Oh, no. This has got a...
Is it broken?
Okay. It's in a bag.
It's in a bag? Right.
Yes.
A bag.
It's in a bag.
This is the bit that Jackie and I are trying to work out which one it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've got two here. One's in a still in the Jiffy bag.
Jiffy bag? Right.
It's just... Oh, I've lost it across the carpet somewhere. Hang on, bear with me. Oh, the tension.
Only Sean would do that.
Okay.
We're going to hear him crawling around his floor in a minute.
Oh, hang on.
Come on, Sean. The suspense is killing me. I love other people opening their presents.
So do I. I love that.
More than my own.
I know.
I just love it.
I've got two very glossy, small instruction books.
Oh, no, that's Stephen's.
Put over there. Oh, hang on.
Oh.
I've got a, let me feel, it's a micro USB cable there. And, I think it's a Bluetooth headset.
That's the one.
Is that from you, Stephen?
It is from me.
Oh, it has to be. Oh, yeah.
And you're very welcome. That is a Plantronics M70 Bluetooth headset. And the reason I chose that for you is because, first of all, you're forever losing those little ear pods. I know that. But secondly, it's got that A2DP function, which is very important when you're buying a Bluetooth headset because it allows to get the voiceover from the iPhone or the tablet or whatever you're using, really. I thought, we should try it out. So, you know, I expect reviews, guys.
There's always a catch, isn't there?
There's always a catch.
That's fantastic, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Well, there you go. That is a couple of presents there for Jackie and Sean. I will be opening mine. I'm very excited. I've got a flat parcel here with a kind of bump in it. That's what I'm feeling. And I've also got a box. Now, the box... There was nothing breakable in it.
I've got a box, and I'm very intrigued by the box as well. Let's have a shake.
Wow, Well, that's all my fragile gifts and broken into pieces.
Well, that was a lovely candle set. Okay, well, we shall get to them later. But yes, this is Tech Talk. And coming up, we're going to be talking about how to make your gifts accessible. I must say, though, Jackie, I think it's time we pulled a cracker, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, we've got Christmas crackers here. Of course, it's Christmas time. Right, let's pull a cracker then. Jackie, I'll let you go. Right, ready?
Yep.
Right, go on then. Right, okay, so just...
Come on, pull it.
Oh, I'm pulling.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, that's it.
That was good.
Oh, there's a joke. Hang on.
Go on then.
Hang on.
You've got the party hat?
Yep. But the joke, that's what I like, the joke. What do you get if you cross a computer with a lifeguard?
I don't know.
What do you get if you cross a computer with a lifeguard, Jackie?
A screensaver.
Hey! Of course. Oh, okay. I sense a Christmas joke theme coming through this program then. Right. Okay. Right.
That tickled Jackie.
It did.
Of course it did. I'm silly. You see, I love all the tiny sort of irrelevant things about Christmas, and I love jokes.
Yeah, well, lots more of those to come, because there's loads of Christmas crackers here. Okay, let's now talk about how to make those gifts accessible. You know, if you get, say, for example, a new iPhone or you get a new computer, then, you know, you want to make that gift accessible. And a lot of people probably don't realise that the software is built in. Now, we know, because we talk about it all the time, that the iPhone is accessible. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how it's accessible out of the box. Because one thing I heard was, when you get a new iPhone, for example, you can just triple tap on the home button. That's the button at the bottom of the screen, the only sort of physical button on the screen, really. And that brings up the voiceover option. Is that the case, guys? I mean, I've heard that, but is that true?
I didn't think it. I thought you had to set that up in settings, but maybe it's by default now. I thought you had to set that up, though. Sean?
No, when you take the iPhone out of the box and you're going through the setup process, as soon as you turn it on, it will say, hello, hola, bonjour, all that hello screen.
Oh, yeah.
And if you hit the home button three times, it will turn voiceover on so you can go through the setup. So it is straight out of the box accessible, as long as you know that little trick.
So you have to do it at that point?
Yes. I mean, you can do it later on through the setup, but obviously we want to do it as soon as we can. So,
but Jackie's right, though, because once you've set the phone up, if you haven't enabled voiceover at that point, you would have to then go into settings and choose how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely right, as ever, Jackie. So once you go through, if voiceover isn't on, you need to, because that triple click home only works during the initial setup. If you get someone to set it up for you and then you get to the home screen, you know, with the phone's already set up, doing the triple click home won't work. You've got to go to settings, general accessibility, and I think it's the accessibility shortcut and turn it on in there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's clarified for me. That's really useful to know, because, you know, I always thought that the triple click had to be set up in settings, which it does if you don't do it at the logon.
And of course, you can also do it if you've got a desktop computer. You can connect your iPhone to your computer and open iTunes, and you can turn voiceover on.
You can
through there if you ever lose it. Or
you got to use iTunes.
I'm not a fan of iTunes. I just cannot get the navigation.
No, me neither. Don't like it.
I want to mention a feature that I was unaware of until just 2 days ago within accessibility, and I think this is a really interesting feature. I mean, anyone can use it, but if you're a voiceover user, if you're a hard and fast voiceover user, if voiceover's always on your iPhone, then you'll probably never use this. But if you're partially sighted, you use the screen, but occasionally you struggle to read things. Like, for example, you get Twitter articles or you get LinkedIn, which I use quite a lot, which is tiny font. It's just, I can't read it at all. There is a function, which you guys probably know of, but I just didn't know about this. When you go into accessibility and then you go into speech, there's an option called Speak Screen. You heard about this?
No.
Well, this is interesting. What happens is Speak Screen lets you just speak selections of whatever you need it to read. So, for example, I'll go into Twitter right now. I've got a voiceover turned off. So I'll go into an article, just any article. And what I'm going to do is I've enabled Speak Screen. So what will happen is I will now take my fingers from the top of the screen, two fingers, and scroll down, and it will start to read the entire screen, in theory. Let's see what happens.
Connor search, sections, machines, discoveries, space, futures, gaming, earth, videos, about, and the vice channels, the vice channels, the vice channels, motherboard, like, share, share, 678k, follow, 151k followers, YouTube, 746k, motherboard, newsletter, the smallest radio receiver ever is made from imperfections in diamonds, written by Daniel Aberhaus. The 17th of December, 2016, 3 p.m.
So that's reading an article which I've gone into on on Twitter. What that's doing is it's only reading the part of the screen I want, so it's speaking the screen at that point. But then I can turn that feature off and continue to use the phone. So it's a really useful feature if you're partially sighted and you want to read certain articles, but you don't necessarily want voiceover on all the time. I was completely unaware of that feature.
That's good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite good.
I have seen that around, and I know it's funny because I don't actually know that many people who don't use voiceover, but there are a few out there and some that just use the Zoom feature in high contrast, and that can be handy for stuff like that.
I think it's good because if you can, I mean, I've got, you know, if I ramp up the text size high enough, I can get away with it some days. Not all the time, but sometimes I do. And when I do, I think, well, that feature is really useful because I can have my ear pod in or whatever, because I don't have a Bluetooth headset. Sean does, though. but yeah, that is such a great feature. So I wanted to talk about that. And that's built into the phone. So that's really good. And that is available across the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPads as well, whether you've got iPad Mini right up to iPad Pro. All of these features are there. You'll start off by going into the Settings menu or the Settings app, and once you're in there, go to General and then Accessibility, and that's where you'll find VoiceOver, Zoom. There's also a magnifier feature which lets you use your phone like a CCTV, but it's not quite, like a handheld magnifier. Which can be quite useful if you're looking for stuff in the distance or you need to...
I use that all the time, yeah, it's good.
It's really good, yeah. But also there's an option called Speech, and that is where those options are. Speak Selection, which lets you speak... I've never really understood Speak Selection, if I'm honest, because when you highlight something, it will read it back, but that can be quite annoying. It just randomly says words, and you think, what? Dave, what? But Speak Screen makes sense to me. And also, if you want it to, if this is something you need, there's another option which adds to that, which is called Highlight Content, and it will actually highlight the words it is reading as you go along. That could be for kids, I guess. But yeah, it's quite interesting.
Or karaoke.
Or karaoke, yeah. So yeah, that's one way to do it. A couple of options. I mean, you know, voiceover is a very complicated beast, and it's something you can take time with to learn. But actually, you know, all you need to do if you do want to put it on, switch it on and just remember whatever you select, you double tap with your finger. And that's how you go through the whole thing. What's the funniest thing I've ever seen? Watching someone sighted turn voiceover on and then have no idea how, even though they're staring at the menu, how to turn it off, they cannot turn it off.
I know, it's great.
I like
the
that.
Screen curtain on at the same time. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so that's iOS. Sean, Windows and Mac, I mean, you know, give us a bit of an outline here, how we can make those accessible out of the box.
Well, Windows is a little bit of a funny one, but we do have the inbuilt screen reader of Narrator. So if you take a PC out of the box, the out of the box experience, is where accessibility for me, you know, really begins. If you can do it without sighted assistance, then, you know, you're on a good step to accessibility. So as you're setting up Windows, it will, you know, you've got username, Wi-Fi, all the standard stuff. Hitting Windows key and the enter key at the same time will start Microsoft Narrator. Now, obviously, there's been a bit of debate if this is a real screen reader or not. And to be fair, in the past, it hasn't been. But it will get you past a Windows setup. But it has improved, and you can, you know, go through and you could use it as a basic screen reader. It works okay.
Yeah,
it didn't work for me with my Dell, I can assure you.
I got it
out of the box, and I did Windows Enter, and right enough, Narrator came up, but it did not. It said recycle bin 1 of 1 on the desktop, and that was your lot. And I could not get past that it just would not read anything else. So because my Dell has a touch screen, I put my finger across the screen, and right enough there were other things there, but I just could not, I couldn't access it in a way with the keyboard that I needed to. So I had to take it to a local computer dealer, and I said, please help me out of the quagmire here.
I'm stuck.
And I'm stuck. And 2 minutes, tick, 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 click, click, click. There you go. You're at the desktop. Thank you very much.
Wow.
So I don't know what happened. Maybe, in fairness, perhaps the anniversary edition when I got it. I mean, it should have been installed, but sometimes when you get a computer, the latest Windows release isn't necessarily there, you know, all the updates.
Yeah.
So maybe it was one without the anniversary edition, but I don't know. I doubt that, to be honest, but it wasn't the experience I had hoped for. So don't despair. Make sure you get somebody around who can help you.
To be honest, though, I mean, even if it wasn't the anniversary edition, even if it was earlier, even with the basic narrator, you should have been able to get through the setup process. I mean, the difference between the new improved narrator is, you know, it makes more things accessible. And the old narrator, things like going through your file explorer, some things it would read, some things it wouldn't. And the new one, there's a lot more elements that you can see. So even without it, you should have been able to get through the setup process and things like that. So I'm not entirely sure what the issue is with that one. But okay. I will say it is missing. You know, as soon as you turn a screen reader on, especially for someone new, what you really need is a little voiceover saying, okay, this is the basics, how to do it. Just a little tutorial at the start, I think, is, you know, what's needed. Because
And that's something the Mac's got, although it is the most boring thing in the world. I've said this before.
Oh, isn't it just?
It is a bit tedious.
You can't change the speed of the voice, which is annoying. But tell us about the Mac. How do you get that started?
So on the Mac, exactly the same thing, really. For the Mac, you need to hold Command and F5. Now, with the Macs, I do find them a little bit tricky because the function keys have a dual function. So you have the actual function keys, F1, F2, F3, or whatever. But they're also media keys, brightness keys, play pause, you know, things like that. So for most of the time, you need to hold the function key, the command key, and the F5 key at the same time, and that will start VoiceOver. But it is a little more tricky to use. There's a lot of, it feels like a layer of separation to me from using say, JAWS or NVDA or Narrator. With the Mac VoiceOver, there's a lot of interacting and not interacting. So you move around the screen, you find something there that you want to use, say a toolbar, and you need to interact with it.
Yeah.
And there's also a lot of keys you got to press at once. The VO keys, which is Control Option, up and down arrows, and it is very much, you know, finger twister for a long time, and it is difficult. But I gotta say, it is a full featured screen reader VoiceOver. It is very good.
But it should really come with a 3-year course to learn it, because it's
definitely,
it's quite intense.
And you should actually grow an extra few fingers.
it is getting a little better. You know, you can now use the caps lock key as a VoiceOver lock, so you don't have to hold the two buttons. Yeah.
And let's not even talk about the new MacBooks that don't have the function row keys. I mean, they do have them.
Talk about them then.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you start up VoiceOver? You have no idea where F5 is.
No, that is a good point. Now, there is a way around that, and actually, I can't remember what it is, but there is a way around that. I think they have thought of that. And I should know it, but I don't.
Does it cost more money?
Yes,
you have to buy an extra. Is it? You have to buy a keyboard to go with it. Is that what it is?
Yes.
I mean, that's the simple way around it. Actually, just attach a keyboard to. Jackie, talk us a little bit through Android. You're the one here with an Android phone, and you have experienced something which I wondered about, which is the same thing with iOS, the iPhone. You know, can you actually start up the TalkBack screen reader without any sighted assistance?
In theory, I am told by our resident Android expert, Mr. Nutt, that you can. But my experience is not that way. I have to say that when you when you take an Android device out of the box, they, because there are so many different devices and because, you know, there are different makes of phone and tablet, with Apple, what you see is what you get. It's right across the board, but Android's not like that. So therefore, putting TalkBack on, you are supposed to put two fingers in the middle of the screen and leave them there when you turn on the device, and TalkBack apparently will allegedly, and I say allegedly, come up. But I know people who have tried this and failed, and I certainly have as well. Sometimes when you turn on the device for the first time, it wants your Wi-Fi or it wants your account number, your account details straight away. Being Google, it would look for an email address and stuff like that to set up your Google. But that's all very well if you can see enough to do it without TalkBack. So sometimes TalkBack just doesn't play ball. It just doesn't do it. So be warned, if you get something over the holiday for a present and it's Android, you may find that it won't you know, speak to you out of the box, and you might have to get sighted assistance, as I did one year. My husband got me an Android Nexus 7 tablet a few years back, and yes, I was told put your fingers on the screen, and it would work, and it didn't, and we had to wait until, you know, a couple of days after Christmas until there was sighted assistance around. Very frustrating, but. Yeah, so it's not guaranteed, and I think that's a pity, and it's something that perhaps they need to look at a more substantial way of activating TalkBack, I think, from the beginning.
Yeah, I think that's the key point, because although we can always perhaps get sighted assistance, it's not always to hand. Also, no. You know, you kind of don't want, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I, when I get a present, it's mine. I want to play with it. I want to get used to it.
Of course you do.
I don't want someone else's fingers all over it, you know. It's just, I want to set it up and use it. Okay, thank you for that, guys. That's really helpful, and I think that might give some people some good advice on what to do if you get a Windows PC, for example, or you get a Mac, or you get an iPhone or an Android for Christmas. This is Tech Talk. More presents to come as Sean, Jackie and I share our Christmas gifts with each other. That's to come. But if you're buying or have got yourself a lovely new tablet or smartphone, one thing you might want to do is add a few apps. Here's Robin Spinks from RNIB to tell you what you need to do.
On the Apple App Store, there are over a million apps. The Google App Store is pretty similar, Google Play Store to give it its proper name. So around about a million apps on those stores. Many apps are free of charge. Many apps on the Google platform are free of charge, and some are paid for. It's an incredibly vibrant area, and we're discovering new apps by the day. We'd love to hear from you if you have an example of an app that you've been using that's made a big difference to your life, and we'd be very happy to hear from you and to share that with other listeners.
Yeah, we have App of the Week on the show every single week, so do tell us your thoughts for your apps. You can get in touch, techtalk@rnib.org.uk. It's Christmas time and it's Tech Talk, and thank you for joining us. We are, of course, opening our Christmas presents, and Jackie, you know, you have got the joy now, because I'm going to open up a present of yours.
Ah, go for it.
Yeah, that's your joy this year. Listening to
now
me open a present.
Be quite amusing.
Well, oh, it's going to be amusing, is it? Oh, heavens, right.
Yeah.
Is this okay? Is this broadcastable, is it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. All good stuff.
All for the family. Right, okay.
Oh, yes.
Sean, you're next, so get prepared.
I think the two of you actually should open the flat envelopes. So
I think,
go for it.
I think Sean's away hiding somewhere. Okay, hang on. Right. I'm opening. So I've got lovely parcel. This is lovely, actually. Some lovely wrapping paper here. Not quite sure what it says on it, but it's very nice. And there's
it's
pictures.
It's Christmassy.
Yeah, it's Christmassy. It probably says Christmas on it somewhere. Okay, so I tell you, you wrap well.
I do.
You've got a lot of sellotape. Right, okay. Getting there. Oh, jings. I should have brought scissors in here. Right, okay. I think I'm in. Okay. Right, hang on. got is an envelope, and there's a little package attached to the envelope.
That was correct.
Okay, so I'm going to take a guess and say it's a USB stick in this inside the bag.
It's a 16 gig USB memory stick. Not as elaborate as yours, but you know.
That's a lovely present. That you know, I always need USB sticks. That's a fantastic present.
They never go wrong.
No.
Sean, I think you should open yours at this point as well from me.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, the flat envelope.
Flat envelope. I've got it here. Well, okay.
That's it. Go on, go for it, Sean.
Okay, so I've got a card here as well.
Yeah.
And the card says, let me just read this here. It says, when Mrs. Brown got stuck up the chimney, she began to shout. Should I be worried?
Open the card.
Oh, oh, oh. 'Tis the season to be very jolly. So have yourself a Merry Christmas.
That was actually your voice, wasn't it, Jackie?
It was not. It's the season to be jolly. Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
From Mrs.
And it says
Brown.
Something about the sherry in the cabinet. It says at the end.
Oh, that is fantastic. Thank you, Jackie. I love that. From Mrs. Brown herself. I'm going to cherish that one. Thank you. And the USB sticks, fab. I always need USB sticks. That's great. Okay, Sean, your turn.
Okay. Well, again, what wrapping. It's amazing. It makes it so Christmas. You know what? I don't wrap anything.
I wrapped that myself.
It's beautiful.
That's not nice. A shop wrap, Sean.
The amount of times I've wrapped things with paper that says happy the first birthday or happy Easter for Christmas, it's ridiculous.
You just pick up any paper, don't you? Ooh, that sounds like a big one.
Sorry, yes, I'm ripping through it. Okay. Oh,
Hang on. Yeah.
It feels like there could be a theme happening here.
Yeah.
It feels like a pen drive.
Yay. Yeah,
I love pen drives.
Get into the... Oh, hang on, though. Right. Oh, it's confusing, Pendra. So it's a swivel, USB.
A swivel, yay. A 16 gig swivel.
A little plastic cap on the other with another port. What port's that?
I don't know about that.
Well, apparently
their cell phones, it says. Their cell phone. Right. So maybe you can plug it into your... Wow.
Yeah, there's two ports on it. So you've got the standard USB for your computer port. And on the other end, under a plastic cap, it feels like a micro USB. It's got those two prongs underneath.
Ah, it's a micro. Yep. So it's
a micro USB as well.
But you can get adapters, so you could use them on your iPhone.
Exactly. That's fantastic. As Stephen said, you can't have too many pen drives, to be honest.
I'll tell you what I love about mine. Mine's is yellow.
Sorry?
I love mine because it's yellow.
Oh, mine's gold, I think.
Yeah, I love that. Well, it could be, in fairness, it could be gold.
Yours is yellow, mine is gold. I can't even open this envelope, it's so well wrapped. Hang on.
The paper cuts.
Oh, no. Well, Stephen showed off and actually read his. It says Mrs. Brown, I can see that. I can't see anything else it says.
Open it, Sean.
Yeah, open it.
Oh, it's Mrs. Brown. It is Mrs. Brown. I've only just got that. Okay.
You silly man, Sean.
Oh, Jackie, that's excellent. Thank you.
He's a bit slow to the party at times, Sean, isn't he? Okay, well, there we go.
I've done snowballs already.
Oh, fantastic. Well, listen, thank you guys for those presents. We've got more to come, though. Yes, more presents to come.
Yes, we've got from Sean now. What's Sean's Poundland offerings?
The excitement just grows and grows, doesn't it?
Right, Sean, grab an end of this cracker. Ready?
I'm ready.
We've got our Christmas crackers here. Come on, right. Ready? Oh, pool. Pool man.
Call it, Sean.
That's it. Oh. Right. Oh, I got the joke. Right, okay. I got the joke this time. Hang on. Just like open this up. Okay, it says... Oh, it's another computer joke. Why was the computer cold?
We don't know, Stephen. Why was the computer cold?
It left its windows open.
Oh!
We will be touring in the start of the new year.
No, we won't. Okay, there we go. There's another Christmas cracker and more presents to come as well. This is Tech Talk, and I think it's time for some festive Christmas Brown's Bargains. Jackie Brown, I have a rumour here that you are going to give us some freebies this week.
Yes. Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Are you still playing with your presents?
Yes, right, okay, sorry, yes, okay. Okay, the final Brown's Bargains really does offer you some bargains. They are all free. The first one then is the Seeing Ear Online Library. The Seeing Ear is an online library designed for blind and visually impaired people. It's free to join, and there are hundreds of fiction and non-fiction titles to choose from. You simply complete the online form, answering all the questions, and are then able to download books in plain text or Word format. You can read these on any device supporting Word or plain text, basically. And of course, read in Braille if that is your preferred method.
Yeah, that's
so what
great.
Are you waiting for? Go to www.theseeingear.org.
Oh, Seeing okay. Ear. I like that name.
I know, Seeing Ear. Seeing Ear. I like that, yeah. Okay, right, what else have you got? What other freebies have you on offer?
Okay, the next freebie is the RNIB Talking Books Library.
Oh,
it's now free to join the Talking Book Library and receive titles on CD or USB stick from more than 23,000 fiction and non-fiction books. You can receive up to 6 books at a time and choose what you want to listen to yourself or have RNIB staff pick titles for you. For more information, including registration, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. It's as simple as that.
That's a good one, right?
Well,
okay.
Worth it as well, I have to say.
One more from you then, Jackie Brown. One more freebie.
Project Gutenberg. That's spelled G-U-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. Now, this has been on the go for a long time, and maybe some people have forgotten about it or didn't know it was still going. But Project Gutenberg offers 53,000 free ebooks. Choose among free EPUB books, free Kindle books, download them or read them online. We carry high quality ebooks. Most Project Gutenberg ebooks were previously published by bona fide publishers. Yeah, okay, well that's fine. So what you need to do, they're read by volunteers. So what you need to do is go to www.gutenberg.org, and that spelling again, G-U-T-E-N-B-E-R-G. So go to www.gutenberg.org and get your free books.
Wow. Well, there you go. A round of applause to Jackie Brown.
Very good, Jackie.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
I'm busy writing those down, sorry.
Yeah, I know. Some great ideas there for Brown's Bargains this week. Now, if you get some new tech this year and you are hoping that you'll get some help from friends and family, well, that's great if they know how all the accessibility works. But if you're blind or partially sighted and you get some tech and you've really no idea and no one else knows, and they also, you know, your family just do that thing where they go, oh, there must be someone who can help you. Well, there is, and it's RNIB. Here's some details.
The RNIB Technology Support Squad is a free national service that can set up and help you to use your technology. That's anything from TVs to phones and audio labels, all the way over to talking book players and up to computers as well. So anybody who is blind or partially sighted, we're more than happy to help you with any technology in your home. It doesn't extend into people's areas of employment, but any technology in their home. There's no sort of means testing or any kind of requirement to be registered as blind or partially sighted. We don't do any testing or checking of anything like that. So we do it, you know, on a trust basis, really. So our guys will try, obviously, over the phone with you to try and get as much details as possible so that they're prepared. But they will come out and help you, yeah, one-on-one in your own home. So it's all about visiting people in their own home and helping and with technology. It's not an expert training or advice service, but what they can do is they do a lot of, you know, setting up of technology when you've, you know, got that brown cardboard box in front of you or multiple boxes with your computer and you need everything, you know, put together and get yourself up and running. Or they can, you know, troubleshoot when you just get a little bit stuck with something. If you just phone our helpline, so that's 0303 123 9999, or you can visit our web page, which is rnib.org.uk/tech support. Our helpline staff will be more than happy to talk you through the service as a new user and what you can expect and how long you can expect to wait for a volunteer to come out and help you. That's how to get in touch with us. It's completely free, there's no charge. I really would recommend people try and make use of this service.
This is Tech Talk, and it's Christmas time. Thank you for joining us, Stephen, Sean and Jackie here, of course. And we're talking about TV now. And on the last show, Jackie, you talked about a few of the different options out there that people had when they wanted to catch up with television. Perhaps you might want to look at what is on the telly over the next few months or whatever. I mean, you know, it doesn't, not just at Christmas time, but throughout the year. And there are lots of different options out there, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. There are large print publications in 16 points, so you can get a subscription to the big print TV guide, which has additional features as well. That one costs £100 for an annual subscription. But if you want something a bit cheaper and you want the big print Freeview guide, which is just the Freeview channels only, you can get that for £50 for an annual subscription. If your preference is Braille, then you can get for 77p per issue. This is a TV guide in contracted Braille. You can get Daisy TV listings as well, 40p per issue, and that's on a Daisy audio CD only. You can get a Daisy radio listings, which is also 40p, and that's available on CD. You can get a radio guide in Braille for 40p, and that's available in grade 2 contracted Braille. And you can also get 3FM, which is 39p per issue, and that covers Radio 3 and Classic FM, if that's your preference. But you can also go online and go to some websites like www.mydigiguide.com. Now, this is a really good service. You can subscribe for £10 a year, and that gives you all the TV listings that you can get your hands on. You can also go to the Guardian TV listings, guardian.com/TV-and-radio, and that gives you a very comprehensive list of everything, really, terrestrial, radio, and obviously Sky, Virgin Media, just all the different platforms, really. So that's a good one, and it's free. You don't have to pay anything to read that. And we've also got www.radiotimes.com/TV/TV-listings. So that's quite a mouthful, but if you Google, if you just put a search into Google for something like TV listings, all these websites will come up.
Yeah.
So you don't have to remember all these big websites with forward slashes and dashes and stuff like that. Just Google them. That's the easiest way to do if you want to do some online searching for what's on telly.
Yeah, some really good advice there. And, you know, that's the thing. You might want to scroll through the TV guides, as a lot of people do, you know, on a Sunday, for example, a lot of people do that. One thing, though, I must admit, for me, I'm a bit of an on-demand freak these days. I just really don't watch television, you know, when it's on. You know, I tend to either record the stuff or I'll watch it on demand later. One of my things that I talk about quite a lot, and I mentioned it on last week's show, is Netflix. And we talked a little bit about how Netflix now last week has announced that they will be putting audio-described content front and centre in their apps. So if you are on the smartphone or you're on the Apple TV, or indeed any of their devices, you will then be able to find audio described content in the categories section of the app. Now, it's really good on the Apple TV because the Apple TV itself has voiceover built in. So end-to-end accessibility. And you can put on the audio description. You can do it all without sight, which is fantastic. Really easy to do. Sean's going to do a how-to on it. Well, he doesn't know it yet, but he is, because it's a great idea. But one thing I was wanting to try last night, and I did this last night before the show, because I thought, oh, I wonder if they've done this. I wonder if they've fixed this thing that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And that was when Netflix announced that they would allow you to download content. What happened was they hadn't allowed the audio described track to come with it, which meant that when you were downloading, you were only getting the TV show or the movie, but not the option to listen to it with audio description. I can report today that's no longer the case. Audio description is now downloading.
Oh,
that's
oh, well
for
done.
Those people that like it. Yeah.
Absolutely. So
that's
is that
been a
nice fantastic?
And a half.
Yeah.
I got a bit overcome with emotion.
Are you all right? You're feeling okay with that? Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank
lovely,
you, Netflix.
Oh, you're so fake. But no, it's great. You know, it just being able to do that. So, you know, and also they seem to be adding audio description to so much more content. I did notice on there a lot of BBC content now has audio description. All of their original series have them. And even shows, a big show, a favourite of mine is Designated Survivor at the moment. It had no AD, but it is a Netflix show, apparently. It now has AD. They've added it on. So that is fantastic. So really pleased about that. So yeah, Apple TV and Netflix could be the answer to the holidays, I think. But there are other options. Sean, you are a bit of an Amazon Fire Stick fan and a Google Chromecast fan. Tell us about how you use those.
Well, you say fan. I get...
Well, you're more a fan than I am.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah, I get... I've got an Apple TV 3rd gen and 4th gen. And once Amazon... I mean, Amazon were a bit late to the party when it came to accessibility with their Fire TV Stick, but they are in what they are calling preview stage. So it's a beta, basically. They're testing it out. So I've got the Amazon Fire TV Stick. The good thing about this, it's, you know, it looks like a big pen drive. It's just an HDMI port on one side to plug into the back of your TV, a micro USB for the power, and that's it. And the thing with this is, I say it's not accessible. It's got a screen reader. Now, the reason I say that is because you need sighted assistance to start with. If yeah, exactly. You need to sign into your Amazon account when you turn it on. Now, it could be a case by now because you need the latest firmware. The screen reader comes with the latest firmware. So when I got mine plugged in, it didn't have the latest firmware, so it didn't have a screen reader. So I needed to sign in, go to the settings and software update, and then the screen reader was available after that update. So maybe there'll come a stage later on where it will be, you know, out of the box. You hold down, I think it's the home and menu buttons on the remote control, the screen reader will start up, and maybe it will be accessible out of the box. But at the minute, it isn't, which, you know, I find really frustrating, to be honest. Yeah. But that's where we're at now. So the Fire TV, it has, it's much like the Apple TV. These things are much the same. They have the same sort of services, Netflix and BBC iPlayer. But obviously this is aimed at the Amazon Prime Video, which is good, but no audio description.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing, you know, but...
Just
yeah,
a quick word on the Google Chromecast for us, because basically it's just a streaming device, isn't it?
Yeah, now, yeah. The Chromecast is different because there is no actual interface in it. The product itself isn't accessible at all because there is no interface. All you're doing is whatever device you're using, your iPhone or Android phone or whatever, the app needs to support the Chromecast. So it'll have a button, say, stream to Chromecast. You press that, and all it does is pass the link over to the Chromecast, which, again, you just plug into the back of the TV. And the Chromecast itself will just start streaming from that URL. And you can carry on doing whatever else you want on the phone. It's not actually streaming the video directly from the phone. It's just passing the URL of whatever you're watching and where you were, you know, the amount of time into that, whatever you're watching.
All right. Well, listen, I'll leave it there because we've got more presents to open and we're nearly out of time. So come on, guys. We need to get our presents open. Before that, though, Jackie, come on, pull a cracker. Come on.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Pull.
Come on. Pull.
There we go. Right. You get the joke this time.
I love these. Where do all Where do all the cool mice live?
Don't cool know. Mice. Where do all the cool mice live?
No idea.
In their mouse pads.
Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Dear, I actually like that one.
That's actually not bad. That isn't bad. Right, okay, let's get some more presents open then. Jackie, your turn, I think. You haven't opened a present in a while.
Oh, well, I don't know. Any of us have. Oh, this is a very intriguing. This is quite a sort of a...
Sounds broken.
Well, it's a sort of a rectangle-shaped box, if I can get into the damn thing. Bumble's got up because she thinks it's her turn, and it will be shortly. Now, if I can just pull this out. Oh, I say.
Ooh.
Now, what is this? It's in a box. It's a square.
Oh, I say.
Oh, I say.
So polite.
I think this is from you, Sean. It has to be.
It has to be. But which one? Because I actually sent you two, Jackie.
I know you did.
Oh, hang on a minute. What do you mean two?
Strange looking. What, Sean, is this?
I don't know.
A USB on the end of it. It looks like, I'll tell you what it looks like. You are having a laugh, Sean. It looks like a USB hairdryer. But that's what it looks like. It's the shape of a hairdryer. It's got a handle on it. It's got a wire at the end. It's got the little nozzle at the other end.
I know what ladies like, and that's hairdryers. No, it is.
What is it?
Due to the fact of you getting that brand new sparkling Dell XPS 13 laptop, it's a USB keyboard vacuum.
Oh, wow.
To keep it clean. And all those biscuits you keep eating over the top of it, it will get rid of them for you.
And it's got a couple of little...
Attachments,
yes, that's it, Sean. Oh, that's very useful, Sean.
That's by that's a
Can
brand
I open
Aliva.
You yes, see, Sean open, gave open me two other. Presents because he thought one of them wasn't going to get here in time, so he sent me another little.
So I don't want that back.
So nice.
Oh, you can't. Well, that's not very charitable, Sean. Now, this is a...
That was the sound of disappointment.
No. I'm always wary when I see this awful packaging. But hang on. No, hang on. I just might be able to... Ooh, now. Mm. Hang on.
This one's going to box you.
Now, this has got a very... Now this, it looks. It's got a. Oh, it looks like it's a lightning port on it. Is that right, Sean?
Correct. Yes.
And it's got a little sort of a strap.
So yeah? What it is it's a travel keyring USB lightning port cable. I'm forever losing these. So I've got one on my keyring. It just. Very short, but you know, it's just always there. I find it really useful. So it's a Urbo USB to lightning keyring cable.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's magnetic, so it just sticks around. It's very good.
Wow.
That's that is fab. Some very useful techie stuff this year, guys.
Just tell us again, Sean, what was the other make of the other product that you got, Jackie?
That was a Aliver, Aliver. USB keyboard vacuum.
I like the sound of that. Wow. Right, mine. My turn. Right, okay.
Come on.
Right, hang on. It's an Amazon box. It's a box with a smile.
All of them have been Amazon.
My favorite,
other shops are available.
My favourite sound of the world is this.
No, wait, they're
hang
not
on, hang
Sean.
On. This is the best noise ever. Oh, it broke. Oh. Right, hang on. It didn't work. Right. This is going to be a nightmare to get into. The big sticker across the...
He's always complaining.
Yeah, the fun is getting into the thing, isn't it?
I know. Getting into it's a nightmare. Ugh. There
now, this
we go.
Is sort of techie, but sort of not.
Sort of techie, but sort of not. Right, hang on, let me see. Mm. I'll just get rid of this. Hang on. That's that. Oh, it's a fan.
Now you see, what I'm thinking here is you do so much travelling up and down the country, And I am forever too hot. I've got loads of these fans all over the place. I think they're excellent. It lasts for hours. USB, rechargeable, portable fan.
Wow. USB rechargeable. So it's got a battery in it as well.
It's got a battery in it. The battery will last on its own with 6 hours, but you just plug it in, micro USB. It's so good. I use it on the train, everywhere.
I love it.
You know, I'm at that age where I get hot flushes so often.
Oh, bless.
I love it.
Oh, you're gonna be see a doctor about that, actually. But no, that is a fantastic, that's a fantastic present. Oh, hey. No, I love
Where's
it.
That cracker joke?
Yeah, no, no, that is great. Thank you, Sean. Because you know what, you're right. I am a man of considerable size, and you know, a fan helps in many occasions. So thank you for that. Those are wonderful presents, guys.
Please, could Bumble open her present?
You know what?
She's been so good.
Just before we go, let's do that. Let's get Bumble's present. Because Bumble, right, the
Bumble's
guide dog.
Here,
Jackie's guide dog.
And her box is here. A big box for Bumble.
It's bigger than all of ours put together.
I know, it's a huge box.
Whoa. I'm jealous.
What is that?
Oh, what's this, Bumble? Here we go with some noise, Fire. Here we go. What's in this? Hey, what's this? What's this for Bumble? Oh, what's this, Bumble? Hey, what's this? Hey, is it gonna...
Every dog across the country is now going crazy.
I can only apologise to all guide dogs and guide dog owners everywhere.
What did you say? Well, what is it?
Give it a squeak.
Where is it? Whee! Bumble jumping up and down. I'm holding it up in the air for her. There you go. Happy Christmas, Bumble.
Oh, happy Christmas, Bumble.
Oh, bless. And happy Christmas to all of you.
Yes, and to you, Jackie, and to you, Sean. What a wonderful show we've had here for Christmas time. Hope you've enjoyed it, folks. Thank you for taking the time to be with us this hour. And keep listening to Tech Talk on Audioboom and on iTunes. Guys, thanks very much for joining us here. And we'll see you for the New Year show.
Happy
yes,
Christmas.
Thank you. All the best, everybody.
Bye.
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 We'll be right back.